Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Rocket Boys, a memoir by Homer H. Hickam, Jr., narrated by Tom Stekschulte and directed by Dave Millen. This book is copyrighted 1998 by Homer H. Hickam, Jr. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. The author opens with the following two epigraphs. The first is a quote by Dr. Werner von Braun. All one can really leave one's children is what's inside their heads. Education, in other words, and not earthly possessions, is the ultimate legacy, the only thing that cannot be taken away. The second quote that opens this book is by Miss Frieda Joy Riley. All I've done is give you a book. You have to have the courage to learn what's inside. And now, Rocket Boys.
Chapter 1. Coalwood. Until I began to build and launch rockets, I didn't know my hometown was at war with itself over its children, and that my parents were locked in a kind of bloodless combat over how my brother and I would live our lives. I didn't know that if a girl broke your heart, another girl, virtuous at least in spirit, could mend it on the same night. And I didn't know that the enthalpy decrease in a converging passage could be transformed into jet kinetic energy if a divergent passage was added. The other boys discovered their own truths when we built our rockets, but those were mine. Coalwood, West Virginia, where I grew up, was built for the purpose of extracting the millions of tons of rich bituminous coal that lay beneath it. In 1957, when I was 14 years old and first began to build my rockets, there were nearly 2,000 people living in Coalwood. My father, Homer Hickam, was the mine superintendent, and our house was situated just a few hundred yards from the mine's entrance, a vertical shaft 800 feet deep. From the window of my bedroom, I could see the black steel tower that sat over the shaft and the comings and goings of the men who worked at the mine. Another shaft, with railroad tracks leading up to it, was used to bring out the coal. The structure for lifting, sorting, and dumping the coal was called the tipple. Every weekday, and even on Saturday when times were good, I could watch the black coal cars rolling beneath the tipple to receive their massive loads, and then smoke-spouting locomotives straining to pull them away. All through the day, the heavy thump of the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?